Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Australia's Prime Minister says police have carried out raids to foil a terrorist conspiracy to bring down an aircraft. Four men so far arrested. We get more now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Senior police commanders say the raids were allegedly linked to an Islamic-inspired plot, although no specific details of time, date or location have been revealed. It's been reported the raids weren't planned, but were a rapid response to a tip-off received by the police. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the authorities have foiled what appears to be an elaborate conspiracy.
We have the finest security, police, intelligence services in the world. The major counter-terrorism operation which has occurred is an example of the way in which terrorist plots are uncovered and disrupted.
Additional security measures have been put in place at Sydney Airport and have now been extended to other parts of the country. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. military has strongly countered Iran's claim a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier fired warning shots over one of its ships in an unprofessional manner while conducting a routine patrol in international airspace of the Arabian Gulf. A U.S. Navy helicopter did observe several Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps naval vessels approaching U.S. naval forces at a high rate of speed and then buzz the Iranian vessels, which halted their approach. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claims his country possesses missiles that could strike the entire U.S. mainland. This follows a test launch Friday by Pyongyang. China has condemned the test. Japan, South Korea, U.S. looking to the U.N. for help. This is VOA News. Pakistan's ruling party has appointed an interim chief executive for the country. He is Shahid Khaqan Abbasi, serve a short term of 45 days. This has raised some opposition complaints a day after Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif was ousted by the Supreme Court for concealing financial assets. Pakistani opposition leader Imran Khan derided Sharif's choice of his brother to eventually succeed him, comparing the country's tradition of political dynasties to a form of monarchy.
The reason why democracy came in was because you wanted leadership on merit. You know, people came through a process to become a leader. In monarchy, it's hereditary, it's through blood.
Sharif has announced plans for his ruling party to nominate his brother Shahbaz as the country's new leader after the interim period when Abbasi is caretaker prime minister. Seven Turkish journalists have been freed now from prison after 9 months there, but they express some sorrow that four of their colleagues are still detained on charges of aiding terror groups. The staff members from the Cumhuriyet, a Turkish opposition newspaper, must still stand trial with the next hearing scheduled for September the 11th. If convicted, they face terms up to 43 years in prison. President Trump and congressional Republicans here in Washington suffered a major political setback when the Senate rejected a partial repeal of Obamacare, one of President Trump's key campaign pledges. We get more from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Addressing law enforcement officers in his home state of New York, President Trump vented his frustration over the Republican health care defeat in the Senate.
They should have approved health care last night, but you can't have everything. Boy, oh boy.
The Republican effort to repeal Obamacare failed by the narrowest of margins when Senator John McCain and two other Republicans joined with Democrats to scuttle the bill. The defeat came after days of Senate votes orchestrated by the Republican majority leader, Senator Mitch McConnell.
Our constituents have suffered through an awful lot under Obamacare. We thought they deserved better.
After Republican efforts were blocked, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said it is now time for a bipartisan approach. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Apple Computer Company confirmed it's removing some applications providing virtual personal networks, or VPNs, from the China App Store to comply with new Chinese regulations, a move critics say will lead to Internet censorship. Critics call China's Great Firewall one of the world's most advanced censorship systems.
That's the latest world news from VOA.